Did you ever see Cary Grant or talk to him?
No, I did not. Now, I did John Wayne. I got to spend the night with him.
Well, tell us about that.
Well, I dealt with him. He was not a pilot, but I dealt with him. And the deal was, this was a Myers 200, which is a rare airplane, but a very fast airplane. It had the reputation when it came out as the fastest airplane made. And, of course, I could imagine John Wayne wanting a fast airplane. He had a fast horse. So the deal was, I was supposed to deliver it at 3 o'clock the next day to Casa Grande, Arizona. I had pilots. I had a dozen pilots delivered airplanes for me. And I think I mentioned my wife delivered a dozen airplanes for me. But to get a chance to meet John Wayne, I took the airplane myself. And I always told my pilots to be right on time. In fact, even stay out of sight for 30 minutes or so he touched down, because it looks professional. Looks good. Mm-hmm. So I touched down right at 3 o'clock at Casa Grande, Arizona. I taxied up, and the terminal was something that looked like an outhouse. It wasn't anything. So I'm shutting the airplane off and filling out some figures and papers, you know, close my flight plan. And my door to the airplane opens, and this giant hand, and I mean his hand was big as a baseball mitt, reached in and says, "I'm John Wayne." Now, that's like having God introduce them. John Wayne does not need an introduction, and I don't assume God would need one. But anyway, I told him who I was and everything. And so I got out of the airplane. Oh, and the very first thing, it just made me sick. He said, "Red, I've got a problem." Ooh, let me tell you what. We sold 10,000 airplanes, and we didn't deliver an airplane unless it was paid for. We probably did more wire transfers on money, and it can't be recalled. When they call you and tell you the money's in your account, sir, you don't worry about a bad check or somebody trying to back out of a deal. So he said, "Red, I got a problem." And the first thought was, they didn't have the money. And I was just sick, because here I've done the dumbest thing in the world, and I've got myself personally involved in it. But I said, "What's that, John?" And he said, "Red, my pilot's got in a problem with the Federal Aviation people over in L.A., and he said he was supposed to be here so you could check him out, because this airplane was a little bit different. It had switches on it that other airplanes didn't have. In fact, as I recall, the biggest thing, which wasn't critical, but you normally put your flaps down, push the flap switch down, and when it goes all the way down, the flap switch kicks off. This didn't. It just kept running. I never saw one like that. It was really weird. I don't know what would have happened. I suppose burnt the motor up or something. But anyway, just little things like that. He said he's got in trouble with the FAA, and he said he can't get here until tomorrow morning. The deal was, I was supposed to check him out. Then they would carry me back to Phoenix, and I'd catch the late flight. Then I'd get back home that night. "Red," he said, "is there any way you could spend the night tonight?" Well, I hadn't thought about it, and I didn't bring anything with me. He said, "I'd put you up over where I'm staying." And he said, "We'd have a few drinks and have dinner together tonight." Well, man, who in the world would pass up an opportunity to spend the night with John Wayne? So this is what I always remember, two things. I carried a Jeps chart case, which is about 2 foot long, 12 inches wide, and a foot tall. You carry your charts and everything in it. He reached and got my bag out of the airplane and carried my bag. Now, how many guys had John Wayne carry their bag? The other thing I remember is, you know what he was driving? He was driving a Ford Woody station wagon. Wow. So we drove over to this very tall, it's about 8 or 10 story tall resort. Later, I read in a paper, a magazine, that it was rated the number one resort in the world. It's called San Francisco Grande. They called everybody's partner. He told him, "Give my partner a room, put it on my tab." He said, "Let's go in the bar." And I said, "John, I better go upstairs and make some calls to explain why I'm not coming home tonight." He said, "Oh, I'm sorry." He said, "Go ahead." I went upstairs and made several calls. He said, "Meet me in the bar." So I went down to the bar. We had a few drinks, and when I say a few, John's a big man. He could have several drinks and maybe not bother him like it would me.
Didn't you learn how to drink?
I learned how to drink. But see, now, he was drinking so fast, though. I learned by drinking the first one quick, the second one slow, and all night walk around with the third one holding it. Well, I couldn't do that with him, because so he was ordering for both of us.
Did you make it to dinner?
Oh, yeah, I did. Yes,
you remember anything you talked about?
Yeah, about our family, and he wanted to know how I got in the airplane business.
So he was interested in you?
Oh, yes. You know, he was very smart, because that's it. He kept me talking about me for probably close to 2 hours. He wanted to know how many kids I had. It was kind of funny. He said, "Did you have any trouble with your kids in school making good grades?" And I said, "Well, our daughter made straight A's, and our boys made straight F's." And I said, I knew they weren't stupid, so I had to do something, and I grounded them, and I whipped them. I believe in whippings. And they'd been wanting a dirt bike. both of them just mad about a dirt bike because they were 8 or 10 or something like that then. So I went to a dealer that I'd sold an airplane to up Tulsa, Johnny White. I told him to let them pick out any dirt bike they wanted below a certain size. I can't remember, 150cc or something. So they did, and he come back to me, and he said, Red, they got them picked out. And I said, put them in the back of the pickup. He said, well, I need about 30 minutes of service. And I said, I don't want them serviced. He said, Red, you don't understand. I said, they don't have gas and oil in them. And I said, no, you don't understand. I don't want gas and oil in them. I'll take them home, put them in their bedrooms. When they can bring me a report card without any Ds, they don't even have to have A's and B's. Bring me something that's not failing. I'll bring them back, get them serviced. Well, I took them home and put them in the boys' bedroom. My wife and I'd walk down my hallway at night. And we'd hear him sitting there in their motorcycles going, wooden, wooden, you know, like that. Boy, John was leaning across the table. He said, well? And I said, John, they didn't even have any C's. It was all A's and B's. He said, I know I've been asking a lot of questions. I want to explain to you. I said, you know, I was married 14 years to my first wife. I just wanted out of it. I wanted a divorce no matter what. And said, I told her I wanted a divorce and said she could have everything I had. He said, I was pretty well off after 14 years in the movie. He said she agreed and said we agreed to meet in the judge's office. No jury trial, no nothing. Her lawyer and my lawyer and the judge and her and I. Just be five people all total. His name was Morrison. Her lawyer would put out this piece of paper and said, Mr. Morrison, read this and sign it. And he said, I didn't read nothing. I just signed everything. He said, I was wanting out. Her lawyer said, that's all. Said, I got up and walked out. But he said, something told me that my wife would be out in a minute. They wasn't going to want her in there. She'd be coming out pretty quick. So I walked around the corner and I stood there and said, it wasn't 5 minutes. Here she come. And when she come around the corner, I just grabbed her and pulled her around. She was a Mexican girl, and I'm pretty sure her name was Maria. In fact, he was married three different times, and I understand later they were all Mexican. He must have really liked Mexican women. He said the little boy and the daughter was perfect kids, never got in any trouble or anything. And he said the youngest, oh, let me tell you what, he was a hellion. He said, I had to go downtown L.A. and get him out of the big jail several times. And he said, I live in Orange County, and that's quite a ways. But he said, if it hadn't been for my name, I probably wouldn't have got him out. But anyway, he said, Maria, you've lied to me ever since I knew you. He said, you never told me the truth. He said, I want to ask you one question. And one time in your life, tell me the truth. And he said, she just looked right up at me. She said, all right, John. And he said, Maria, is that youngest boy really mine? And said, she looked up at me right in the eye. Said, John, he is, but the other two aren't. And he said, Red, don't ever ask your wife to tell you the truth. And you know, that's why we've been married so long. I never asked my wife to tell me the truth after that.